The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Have the roles of men and women in society really changed that much? Now, more than ever, men and women are competing in the workplace, in parenting, even in relationships. It doesn't have to be that way. Welcome to It's Time to Go Back to Basics with your host, Naftali Schwartz. Today, a lot of people are delaying or even foregoing marriage. And when there are disagreements, instead of communicating, it's just too easy to forget it all. Maybe that's why divorce rates are so high. When we discuss our roles and communicate with each other, great things can happen. Now, here is Naftali Schwartz.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome back to another edition of It's Time to Go Back to Basics. I'm your host, Naftali Schwartz, and I got to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, today I have a real treat for you. You know, people say, you hear them say, oh, I'm excited about this, I'm excited about that. And you say, yeah, sure, what is the guy so excited about? But today, I'm telling you, I am really excited because, I have my guests here, father and son team, really amazing people, and they actually written a book. It's a very interesting book. The title of it, it's called Getting What You Want and Being Liked for It. And right below that, they put down, How to Resolve Conflicts, Problems, and Situations with Anyone About Anything. And this is just amazing because, again, as I always tell my listeners, if you use the law of attraction positively compared to negatively, things will start manifesting in your life. So here I am trying to practice the law of attraction, and these two men show up, okay? I'm not going to go to a lengthy procedure here how we met because you can always read it online. But let's get down to the topic. So the topic is, for today, my topic, how to get and stay happily married using the proven and effective Lewis approach. So on that note, I'd like to introduce my guests. So it's Charles Sr. and Charles Jr., but the father goes by Chuck and the son goes by Charles. So good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning. How are you doing? This is Chuck.
Okay, hi, Chuck and Charles.
Yes, good morning, Natalie.
Good morning, yes. So as you just heard, I told our listeners, to me this is really, I consider this a very special episode because I find both of you quite interesting individuals. I don't meet people like you every day, and that's what makes the show interesting, when you meet unusual people. So on that note, why don't we begin by... if you can tell us, how was the Lewis approach developed, your approach?
Okay, this is Chuck. Let me tell you how I'm really excited to talk about this. Let me tell you how this began quickly. First, when I was going out with my wife before we got married, she said, Chuck, are you going to go to school? And I said, I'm going to get around to it. She says, wait right there. I'll call you back. And she called me back and she says, they have registration at school. Go on 16th. Street and Grand, go to the auditorium, register that registration tape. Psychology, sociology, and English is $6. Pay that amount and call me when you get back home. And I did exactly what she said. Then later, when we got married, she would ask me to do things it was impossible to do. But I kept trying to explain to her it wouldn't work, and she just told me to do these things, and I was trying to please her. And I was wondering, how did that work? Then the thing that really set this into motion, when I was a social worker working at a hospital in a psychiatric ward, we were working with this lady to get her to speak up to her husband about issues she had. Mm-hmm. And so we got her to do that, and she said to another patient on the ward, I'm going to use the name George, that's not his name, said, George, I've been wanting to tell you something ever since you got in the hospital, and this is what I want to tell you. She told him off. And then George said, well, I have been wanting to tell you something. And he told her, and I thought, wait a minute. Mm-hmm. I'm helping people speak up only to have them get shot down. So I wanted to come up with a way where a person could speak what they had to say and get something good coming back. And that was the beginning of writing the book, Getting What You Want and Being Liked for It. How to resolve conflicts and problems and situations with anyone about anything.
Wow, this is amazing. So this basically took years to develop. It's not something that you just say, I'm going to sit down and just write this book. This is years of experience, and you have quite a bit of knowledge about the subject.
Oh, yes. Well, actually, this started in 1972, so the research went for about maybe 20-some years, the research of it all.
Right.
To develop it and do research, see what other people were doing. And when you look at this book, it's different than anything else out there. There's nothing like this.
Mm-hmm.
It's really designed because you don't change yourself, you don't change anyone else. It's designed to get your needs met instead. And so what happened is I kept researching it, and my son said, hey, let's put this in writing. So
right.
We did. And that's how it got started. But it took years and years of research and trial and error to make it work.
Right. And like you said, and the nice part of it, since you are the theory person, that's where your son Charles came in. And it was a father and son collaboration. So yeah. I'd like to ask you, Charles, so how did you decide that this is something you definitely want to do with your father?
Well, yeah, I'm glad you asked that. Yeah, the approach actually started in 1972. We started writing it on the Sunday before the Northridge earthquake in 1994.
Mm-hmm.
It took us 4 years to write it. We completed it. But it was almost like I had a special power, you know, because when you're a child, you know, you ask your parents what to do and they have answers for you. And I remember one time I was in high school and I wanted to get in this lady's class because she had good grades and she taught you. And so she wouldn't let me in the class. So I went downstairs. I went back in the time you put a dime on the phone. I put a dime on. I said, Dad, you won't let me in. What do I say? And he told me what to say. And I wrote it down. I walked back up. I said the words, and then presto, I got in the class. And so as time went off, I realized he had a system he was using. It wasn't just random words. It was a system he was using. And I said, Dad, we got to write this down because, you know, this can be used by a lot of people. And I don't know. I can't keep calling you and finding what I'm supposed to say. So that's when it took us 4 years to write the book. And we have a little coaching practice here, and I can tell you right now, the Lewis approach, I'm not sure if we mentioned this in the show yet, but you know, my father's been married to my mother for 52 years. I've been married to my wife next month 24 years.
Yes,
not
exactly.
That, but my son's going to an Ivy League school. He's a baseball player. So not only can we know how to get married, happily married, stay married, but we know how to produce good things. So if you have problems with your children, we know how to do that too. So the Lewis approach works in so many different ways.
Right,
it has to work. It can't be pie in the sky theory. Just talk things out. How do you talk things out? Or just you say certain things. What things? When do you say those things? And with our coaching practice, we tell you exactly what to say, when to say it, what you're going to hear back, and what you'll say after that. So all you really have to do is almost kind of like follow our script, because we know the way the systems work. We know what people are going to say before they say it.
Right. You know, Charles, because I want to emphasize to our listeners. Now, I want to reiterate what you just said, because today, when we know that the style is to everybody gets divorced, quote-unquote, so I want to emphasize to our listeners again, Charles, could you please repeat to our listeners how long you two, you know, individually been married? This is important. So
my father married my mother in May of 1962.
Okay, is everybody listening now? Hello? You hear that? So he's been married now how many years?
That's 52 years. Do the math. 1962... May of 2014.
Okay, so the message here, first of all, we want to tell our listeners, it can be done. Marriages can last many, many years. This is very encouraging news. And same thing with you, Charles, right?
Now, yeah, I got married in June of 1990, and right now, it'll be June is next month. It'll be 2014. That'll be 24 years.
How about that? So the point is, so here, father and son proving that marriage can survive. You can do it. It can be done.
And it's basically the Lewis approach. If the system carries me for you, so I can be who I am without changing who I am and how I like to be, but at the same time, I use the Lewis approach when I need it, and everything magically works out. It's just a great system. And I don't have to worry about ever having marital problems or the cost of divorce is $15,000, $20,000 for divorce. Those worries I don't have. And I mean, God bless, you know, my dad and everything he's done for this Lewis approach system. It's just remarkable. I wouldn't be here without it.
You know, and by the way, Charles, I want to say, just before we're going to go on break, I like your concept that you say to people, you know, what would you rather do? Spend thousands of dollars on an ugly divorce or spend a fraction of it and people use your system to stay married, and I should say happily married, and save a lot of money.
What a concept.
Yes, it's a very good point you have, you know.
Yeah, you want to keep your money in your pocket and be happier.
So exactly.
You have more money and you're happier as opposed to having less money and being miserable. We want to do the opposite, and that's what our Lewis approach does. We've never had a case that hasn't worked. We have 100% success rate.
There you go. So on that note, we're going to go to a commercial break, and we'll be right back.
The Internet's number one talk station.
Number one talk station.
VoiceAmerica.com.
If you hear a dog barking or an angel singing, then you know that you're listening to Waking Up in America. Heard every Wednesday at 3 Pacific Time, Valerie Kirkhard and all of her friends will bring you powerful and humorous discussions that raise thoughts and give you insight on how to live your life to its fullest potential. Adventure is always a must on Waking Up in America with Valerie Kirkhard, every Wednesday at 3 Pacific.
Are you single and looking to get married soon? Perhaps you've started that journey with your soulmate and need some coaching before you get married. Are you feeling that issues in your marriage have pushed you to the brink of divorce? Naftali Schwartz wants to talk with you. At the Center for Self-Improvement, we offer coaching for people that are looking for results in their lives or are just having trouble taking the next step. If you're ready for a shift in your attitude and mentality, visit the Center for Self-Improvement, Inc.com or call us at 818-209-7533. We're based in Southern California, but we can reach out to you no matter where you are in the world. If you're not in our area, Naftali can offer private sessions via telephone or online. Naftali will help you with your relationship coaching at almost any step. If you're looking to be in a relationship, in one now, or thinking about getting out of one, don't be hasty. Call Naftali today to get results in a different way. Visit CenterForSelfImprovementInc.com or call 818-209-7533. Again, that's CenterForSelfImprovementInc.com or 818-209-7533.
Stimulating talk
gets those synapses in the brain firing really fast.
All the time.
The number one internet talk station where your opinion counts. VoiceAmerica.com.
You are listening to It's Time to Go Back to Basics with Naftali Schwartz. To reach the show today, please call in to 1-866-472-5788. That's 1-866-472-5788. Now, back to this week's program.
Okay, everyone, and we are back with my guests for today, my special guests, Chuck Lewis and Charles Lewis. And as we were talking before, Chuck, I always tell our listeners that obviously my whole show is about reversing what I call the divorce epidemic. So, and I'd like to hear, what are your thoughts about divorce?
Okay, actually, let me tell you what happens. The reason why people generally get divorced is because they're not getting their needs met in a relationship. And some of the reasons for that is they try and change each other to solve a problem. Well, when you change someone, the problem's not going to be solved. You just have a different person. But realistically, you can't change other people. So as you keep going along not getting your needs met, you get frustrated and you get irritated, and that's what creates the problem. And I want to just mention, see, with the Lewis approach, it doesn't change anybody. It's designed to get your needs met. And when you do it the way it's supposed to be done, the Lewis approach, if you follow it, the other person does the work for you, and they love it. They love you more for it. Happy people like happy people. And when you get your needs met, you're going to be a happy person. So that's the part of it. You don't want to change. And see, the Lewis approach is not something you have to go
to years and years of treatment for it, is when you learn the Lord's approach, that is something you can keep. It's just like you learn to ride a bike, you can ride a bike forever. Mm-hmm. And if you learn the Lord's approach, you can do it. The only problem with that is that the system deals with the hormones in your body. And the hormones in your body is designed to keep you safe, to protect you from danger. So a lot of times, I don't know if we're going to get to it later, the words you use, you alter the words that change the meaning of what you're going to get. So you have to follow the Lord's approach as it's written, as we present it, and then you get the results. It's not like you have to change to do that. It's like a light switch. My son put it well. It's like a light switch. When you need the light on, you turn it on. When you need the light off, you turn it off. Like, you don't turn the light on when it's bright and sunny, but when it's dark, you turn the light on. So when you start running into trouble in your relationship, you use the Lewis approach, and it works very effectively.
I'm with you. Now, exactly. Now, here's the thing. Now, we were talking about, Charles, if you can tell us a few things about that. You mentioned to me something about the three things not to do if you want to have a happy and successful marriage. Can you elaborate on that?
Yes, I certainly will. And just to add to this divorce thing, there's some interesting facts. That in the United States, over 50% of first marriages end in divorce.
Right.
67% of second marriages end in divorce. And nearly 74% of third marriages end in divorce. So once you've divorced, you're almost doomed. That is, unless you have the Lewis approach verbal system. And let me just tell you, there's three things that you want to avoid doing. And this is part of the Lewis approach. And if you actually get a hold of the transcript between Donald Sterling and his girlfriend, you could actually analyze that they broke almost every rule. So here's the thing. If you're out in a listening audience here, write these things down. So number one, when you use the Lewis approach, number one, do not ask and do not answer any questions. Do not ask any questions. Don't answer any questions. Okay, that's number one. Mm-hmm. Number two, do not use the words want, need, or please. Number two, do not use the words want, need, or please. And the third thing you do when you help to do the Lewis approach is don't use the words you as the focus of your message. Those I could say, I understand what you're saying, Naftali, you, but I can't say you always do that to me. Mm-hmm. So I'll repeat. Number one, do not ask or don't answer questions. Number two, do not use the words want, need, or please. And number three, when you're talking to somebody, don't use the word you as the focus of your message. Now, I can tell you in our book, there's over 33 concepts of the Lewis approach. 33. I just gave you three free ones right now. And what we're focusing on is, if that's what you're not supposed to do, what are you supposed to do? And that's where our coaching comes in. We tell you what to avoid, and then we tell you what they actually should do. We'll probably talk about it later on in the show.
Right, exactly.
I just want to mention one thing, if I can, about the divorce issue. Mm-hmm. 50%, 30%, all that. It usually is better if you can work out your relationship. Because if you don't, you will take the problems you had in that first relationship to the second relationship. And I found over the years that a person, when they divorce one person, they find someone just like the person they just divorced. And then they keep doing that so that the problem continues with another person. And then what happens further is that if they find someone that's different, they recreate them into the person that they just divorced. So it's really a tough problem. So if you do divorce and you find someone else, the Lewis approach can help you not repeat that over and over again. That's a good point.
So what I hear from you, Chuck, we all are creatures of habit, and unless we learn to break that cycle, we're doomed to repeat again and again. That's basically what I hear from you.
Yes, but it's a problem because your brain will do it. It's not something you go out and say, okay, I'm going to repeat the same thing. Your brain does it. But the Lewis approach helps you do something to your brain where you do not repeat it.
Uh-huh. So in other words, you stop that vicious cycle, if you will, this self-destruct cycle that people go through.
Yes, that's why people get divorced so many times.
Because In other words, they don't get it. They don't get it. They don't analyze themselves. They don't understand what is going on, and they just keep repeating the same cycle.
Yeah. Now, one of the things in that's correct. But one of the things in the Lewis approach is that people generally don't know exactly what they want. That's why you have salespeople, and you have consultants, because they don't know exactly what they want. Our approach helps you know exactly what you want,
all the time so that you know how to get your needs met and you know how to help the other person help you get your needs met. It makes a good combination of people together.
So you know, Chuck, so this is a good point here where we can discuss how can you prevent or stop an argument? I'm sure a lot of our listeners always wonder, can we just not have an argument at all? What are your thoughts about that?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. That's the way it is. Let me give you a quick example. Now, we're including a lot of different theories, but I'm going to do it quickly. Mm-hmm. When you're in the middle of an argument, you're really hot in this argument, you're yelling back and forth, whatever, and you want to stop that argument right away, this is what you do. And anybody that's in an argument, try it out. You say to the person, tell me why you said that. Now, it's a good idea to add two things. First is, I understand what you said. Tell me why you said that. Or explain that to me. And then, like Charles says, after that, you do not ask questions and you don't answer. Because when you tell a person, explain what you said, the impression they get is you want to listen to them. And when you say understand, they think you understand them. And then as you do not ask or answer questions, you'll realize that the problem that you're arguing about has nothing to do with you. Because the other person's only trying to get their needs met. That's all. They're not trying to change you, although they may say you have to stop doing that. They're not trying to get you to stop doing things. They're trying to get their needs met. So with this approach, I understand what you said. Explain that part to me. And they say, well, what do you mean, explain it? I understand your question. Mm-hmm. Tell me more about what you're saying. See, you know not to ask questions and don't answer. Now, it may sound like I'm asking you a question, but I'm using an action verb saying, tell me why you're saying that. Or explain that. You'll notice it's an action verb.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What that does is it uses, if you're going to have adrenaline, you're going to get upset. You have to have adrenaline to fight. So when a person says you, it hits your adrenaline. You're going to be ready to fight. If you think of that, I said, you did this, you're going to feel defensive. I said, explain that. You don't. Same issues.
Interesting. So, but, you know, Chuck, I'm with you, Chuck. So I should ask you, as far as you're concerned, what is the number one cause for marriage not working out these days?
People are not getting their needs met, period. That's it.
That's the key.
Yeah, because you know, when you look at it in an attempt to get your needs met, you say, look, you didn't do this for me. Why are you doing that? See, but the person doesn't know what you're getting at when you ask all these questions. Because if someone says, Chuck, why are you eating ice cream?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say, well, I'm eating ice cream, but I don't know what they're talking about, you see. And so they're going to realize, I don't know what they're talking about. At least, I'm like, they're not getting the answer they want. So they're going to have to put a little bit more heat on it. That's why you're gaining weight.
That's right. That's what you're gaining weight. There you go.
But you look at it, it's not even getting close to getting their needs met. There's nothing to do with that.
Go ahead.
Goes to getting your needs met. And when you get your needs met, if you're in a relationship and you're getting your needs met in a relationship with your spouse, she sees a happier husband. And if the wife is getting her needs met, you're seeing a happier wife. And you both feel a lot better. And when you feel better in a relationship, you want to stay in it.
Right, right.
When you do not feel good in a relationship, that's when people want to get out of it. And they're getting out of a relationship of people that they love.
Yeah, you know, Chuck, that's a very good point you brought up. I always emphasize to people, before you break up and throw in the towel, think, obviously, you were attracted to each other for various reasons. There was an attraction for the both of you. So think, when you first met, what was it that attracted you? Let's go back to the beginning, rewind the tape, if you will. And now, imagine now we use your Lewis approach. Imagine how it can reunite the bonding between the couple.
Yes. The Lewis approach has a lot of features. We're just talking about, like, on the surface of the approaches that we use.
Yeah.
But it's really designed to straighten out any kind of problem that you have in a relationship with anybody. I can tell you a situation I was in as a social worker.
Yeah.
One of my clients had upset somebody's mother.
Mm-hmm.
and the son came over upset. He was on drugs and everything. And he says, I have something in the trunk of my car to take care of you. So I'm standing, and I was an innocent bystander in a sense.
Mm-hmm.
And he went over to the trunk of his car, and I said, shut the trunk of the car and come away from there. And he says, listen, sucker, don't you tell me what to do, but it was a little bit more aggressive than that.
Hmm.
And all I said was, I understand, with a shaky voice and everything. Shut the trunk, do this for me, shut the trunk of the car, and come away from there, make me happy. And he shut the trunk of his car and said, I don't like when people tell me to do things. And he looked at me strange for the rest of the time, because I told him exactly what to do for me. It was easy to do. You follow it? Shut the trunk of your car and come away. You understand that.
Yeah,
but I said,
yeah.
What are you doing going in your trunk? He's going to tell me why he's going in there. And he'll continue doing what he's doing. And I have a lot of incidents about those kind of things.
Wow. So, you know, Chuck, on that note, it's very interesting. So when we come back, I'd like to hear some more of your case stories. Really fascinating. You had a fascinating career. Okay, so on that note, we'll be right back.
Streaming live, the leader in Internet talk radio. VoiceAmerica.com.
Are you single and looking to get married soon? Perhaps you've started that journey with your soulmate and need some coaching before you get married. Are you feeling that issues in your marriage have pushed you to the brink of divorce? Naftali Schwartz wants to talk with you. At the Center for Self-Improvement, we offer coaching for people that are looking for results in their lives or are just having trouble taking the next step. If you're ready for a shift in your attitude and mentality, visit the Center for Self-Improvement, Inc.com or call us at 818-209-7533. We're based in Southern California, but we can reach out to you no matter where you are in the world. If you're not in our area, Naftali can offer private sessions via telephone or online. Naftali will help you with your relationship coaching at almost any step. If you're looking to be in a relationship, in one now, or thinking about getting out of one, don't be hasty. Call Naftali today to get results in a different way. Visit CenterForSelfImprovementInc.com or call 818-209-7533. Again, that's CenterForSelfImprovementInc.com or 818-209-7533. There are over 140 million products manufactured worldwide. It is impossible to know the ingredients in these products, especially those made overseas. Stan Salat Jr., President and CEO of the HSF Mark and the Counterfeit Mark Alliance, is the host of People to People, working together for your safety. Stan believes in our right to know the type and amount of hazardous materials in consumer products and whether they are counterfeit. Find out how you can protect yourself every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Variety. You are listening to It's Time to Go Back to Basics with Naftali Schwartz. To reach the show today, please call in to 1-866-472-5788. That's 1-866-472-5788. Now, back to this week's program.
Okay, everyone, and we are back with my guests, Charles and Charles Company. No, Chuck and Charles. And, okay, so, you know, I want to emphasize to our listeners, some of you may think, well, this sounds really complicated, and Chuck is certified, he has all these degrees, master social work, and he's a therapist, and of course it's easy for him to figure this out. But I want our listeners to hear this. That's the reason why Charles, his son, took over and said, well, you know what, I want to make it so that everybody can use it, even people who are not in the social sciences field. And in other words, make it in lay terms so any person can use the system. So on that note, Charles, can you say a few words about that?
Yeah, absolutely. My background is in business. I have no psychology training whatsoever, never taken any psychology classes of any kind, but I'm a master of the Lewis approach. They say, you know, BMW doesn't make cars, they make the ultimate driving experience. And all we do is fix relationships and help you have happy and successful marriages. And I got to tell you, the one thing that I think people get confused is when they hear about the Lewis Report, they haven't heard of it. And they think, and I can tell right now, let me just tell our listeners here that this is what the Lewis approach is not. And I have like a little grid that proves this. We are not cognitive behavior therapy. We're not psychotherapy. We're not hypnotherapy. We're not positive psychology. We're not mindful-based stress reduction. We're not relaxed response. We're not neuro-linguistic programming, NLP. We're not Dianetics. We're not fogging. We're not broken record. We're not counseling, psychology, or life coaching. We do life coaching. We are the Lewis approach. So I want to make the answer. If you can't find it anywhere else, you can't find it at Harvard. You can only find it with Chuck and Charles Lewis in the greater Southern California area. And our job and our coaching is really to, if you have no background in psychology at all, we just teach you our system from step number one, identifying what you want, all the way up to overcoming resistance, using the three times rule, the HTE, the 8-foot rule, and all the different concepts we have. Our job is to make your life easy, teaching you our system you cannot find anywhere else on the planet. And that way you can be happily married for 52 years.
There you go. See, in other words, I'm glad you emphasize that because, you know, a lot of listeners probably saying, oh, yeah, sure, another one of those conventional therapies, the Freud, from all the way down from Freud to modern therapy. And you saying, no, this is actually a whole different concept.
His own category. That's right, his own category.
Yeah, if I could just toot Charles's horn. See, I have a lot of years of experience in psychotherapy, you know, what I do. And Charles does not. So when we finished the book, someone bought the book and wanted to get coaching. And I said, well, Charles, make sure it's coaching, not therapy. This guy had problems with his family, problems with his mother, problems with his health, problems with his work, problems everywhere, all kinds of problems. Charles took from the book and made lesson plans, 5 lesson plans in the midterm. And within 6 weeks, all of his problems were solved. He did, with all my experience in psychiatry, he was able to solve problems that therapists and psychiatrists could not solve in that period of time.
That's right. You know, Chuck, usually, you're right, Chuck. Usually, am I correct? It takes years for conventional therapy to work?
Absolutely. A lot of years, a lot of frustration, a lot of trouble. That's why I wanted the Lewis approach. Because I couldn't stand people having problems too long. I don't like that. So when Charles did that, I was amazed because that was better than all these people I worked with. And I worked with some pretty good people. I even was with some of the founders in psychiatry, like Fritz Perls. And I can go on and on and on. Mm-hmm. But to get this kind of results from some better than some of the top-notch psychiatrists, top-notch psychologist and all. And all he did was the Lewis approach, a very simple thing. It's very simple, but because you work with the hormones, because you're dealing with the hormones in the body, you have to stick to the words the way we present them, and then it works.
Yeah, that was a client I had in St. Louis, Missouri, a while back. And yeah, my job is to help you learn the Lewis approach as quickly and easy as possible. I mean, if you're an average learner, you could probably have the ultimate relationship inside of 6 months, maybe less. And if you're a slow learner, maybe a year. But it's not going to be years and years and years. You know, I wouldn't be doing my job. My job is to translate the knowledge I know, how to do the Lewis approach, as quickly as possible and comfortably as possible at your own pace. But it's not like we plug into you for 2 or 3 years. We've never had that happen. We've never had that happen. Everybody's gotten better 100% of the time.
So the good news, you're saying that you really want to see people achieve results in the short term, not in the long term where it's known that, I'm sorry for saying this, but obviously therapists have to make a living too. And so I heard some of them will stretch it as long as they can because obviously that's how they make their living.
Yeah, my philosophy is to make it as short as we can because there's too many people that need this help. And we're here to help people. So I want to get you in and out of there as quickly as possible on the next person. But I don't want to rush people because I found some people get frustrated. They just can't get it. Mm-hmm. So I slow it down. We go step by step and repeat. And I practice with it. I'm their spouse. And I say those things that press their buttons. And when they say the wrong thing, I say, okay, hold on a second. And we go back and I repeat it and repeat it. And then they start getting it. And then they go, oh, my gosh, this is great. And I say, yeah, it's great. And, you know, people need help down the road 2 months later. They, you know, need a little tune up. They can always give us a call. We get them back on track. So it's about service to people and helping improve their lives and their marriages and their relationship with their children.
Let me mention one thing. Charles said that, you know, some people that go slowly, it may take a little longer.
Yeah.
I'm going to give you an example. I go to a mixer every Thursday. Mm-hmm. And this lady was having problems, said to my husband this. She had a lot of problems with her husband, all this. And she overheard some of the principles I talked about, which is how to stop arguments and subtract and getting your needs met. And all she learned was to tell her husband, honey, do this for me. Go and do X, Y, and Z. And she's been singing the praise, the song of praise, ever since. And she only learned one section of that stuff, one small, itty-bitty part of the Lewis approach. And she's happy as a clam. And when I speak, it's a meeting, everybody listens because they learn something new.
Right. Now, by the way, now how long you two been doing this now? I mean, I see the book was you actually written the book a while back, correct? When was this when was this book published?
In late 1998. So it's been about 50. We have a small consulting practice that we've been running for several years now, and so now that we're, you know, we keep hearing these things about these innocent children shot at Sandy Hook, and the divorce rates continue to go high, and you know, all these disruptive marriages, and so, you know, we got to start using our Lewis approach on a wider scale. There's too much harm is going in the world, and we're not really making ourselves available to people. So this is one of the first radio shows we've done in quite some time. We did some in the early 2000s to really say, you know, we're not getting any younger, and the world's getting worse. So now it's time for to let our secret out and let people enjoy the experiences we have and have happy marriages, not only with your wife, but also my son. He and I have a great relationship. We have a relationship, great relationship, work everywhere, because I know the Lewis approach. And so we really want to start focusing now on spreading this to as many people as possible. So, you know, when our time's done here, we can say, hey, we made it a better place.
Exactly. So isn't it amazing how everything is timing? So here I am, okay, my own concept. I didn't even meet you yet. Think about it. You see how that works in the spiritual world? I came with my own idea. The title, It's Time to Go Back to Basics, because I said, enough of all these, what I call the divorce epidemic. And here you are doing your part, and you see, and now we found each other. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
I think this is amazing because obviously we're doing this spiritual work, which we believe very strong about. And it's time to make a difference. It's time to say, that's what I keep saying, enough is enough. We cannot continue like this as a society because, you know, besides the money aspect that Charles was talking about, the cost of fortune, I'm always thinking about the devastating ramifications. It devastates the husband, it devastates the wife, and it devastates the children.
Yes.
So what do we get? We get more depressed people in our society, right? We get more miserable people. Now, this doesn't help our society to go forward.
Yeah, and even financially, there's some stats that say that compared to singles, married people accumulate about four times more savings and assets. And those who are divorced have assets 77% lower than singles. So if you're divorced, you're in like the worst category. You're poorer than married people and more poorer than single people. So it has financial benefit as well to stay married, happily married with the Lewis approach.
There you go. So, you know, so I should ask the both of you from that point of view, what do you figure, what happened? What happened to our society that people feel that marriage is such a... what's the right word to use here? It's a bad concept, or it's just doesn't resonate with people. What's going on?
Well, you know, actually, if I could take it, you know, we have a faster paced society. It's much mm-hmm. faster. Before it was going slower, you could meet needs with each other better. Mm-hmm. There weren't as many options of things to do. Mm-hmm. Okay, now as the society speeds up, you have to focus on getting your needs met with your spouse. See, that's the basis of it all. You get your needs met. That makes you happier. Your body produces more endorphins because things are happier. But when you have a speeded up pace, people are under greater pressure. If you put it this way, they have adrenaline. Adrenaline makes you feel bad because mm-hmm. it's not designed to make you feel bad. What it does is it's designed to solve a problem. But we don't solve the problem. We try and change people. We try and do other things. But what we need to do is use up the adrenaline that we have so that we stay safer. So primitive times, you may have a predator after you, or you may have something like that's dangerous coming at you. So you use up your adrenaline because you have to run away and get away from it at all. But now someone could tell you off, and tell you they don't like you, a wife can say, I don't like what you did this morning,
and you'll keep that feeling for years because you're not using up the adrenaline.
Mm-hmm.
So what you want to do is what we teach is how to use up your adrenaline and how to get more of the endorphins. Adrenaline is the fight or flight. Endorphins is to give you more, to solve problems and give you joy, give you peaceful feelings, pleasure. That's what it does. Endorphins
You mean shock, and as a result of that, that's how you get happy marriages, happy people, happy marriages, correct?
That's correct.
That's the idea here.
Yeah, what you want to do is you have the adrenaline in the marriage. You know, you don't want to have it. Because you don't want to get mad. They say don't go to sleep angry.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when you use a Lewis approach, you can't go to sleep angry because you use up your adrenaline. You can't be angry without adrenaline. You got to have it to get angry. If you're happy, you're not going to be wanting to argue with people.
There you go.
You're
so
happy.
There you go. So on that note, we'll go to commercial break, and we'll be right back.
All right.
Stimulating talk.
It gets those synapses in the brain firing really fast.
All the time. The number one internet talk station where your opinion counts. VoiceAmerica.com.
Do you ever just ask why? If others, especially children, ask you the same question, how do you answer? Is life a whole bunch of questions just waiting for the right answer? When you tune in to the Mickey Ellison Show, you'll find out how to find the answers and open up so many more questions as you do. At what point in our lives did we stop answering the why questions and just settle for whatever answer we've been programmed to settle for? Never stop asking why. Join Mickey Ellison every Wednesday at 11 a.m. Eastern Time, 8 a.m. Pacific on Voice America Variety.
Looking for the best show about horse racing and handicapping? Want to play the ponies? Join us every week for Winning Ponies with John Englehart, racing's regular guy, where you'll go inside and behind the scenes with the top jockeys, trainers, agents, and handicappers in the world of horse racing. This show is the perfect complement to the Winning Ponies handicapping website. Listen for top plays for the weekend and the spot play of the week, and win prizes just for calling in. Winning Ponies with John Englehart is live Thursdays at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific on the Voice America Sports Network.
Are you single and looking to get married soon? Perhaps you've started that journey with your soulmate and need some coaching before you get married. Are you feeling that issues in your marriage have pushed you to the brink of divorce? Naftali Schwartz wants to talk with you. At the Center for Self-Improvement, we offer coaching for people that are looking for results in their lives or are just having trouble taking the next step. If you're ready for a shift in your attitude and mentality, visit the Center for Self-Improvement, Inc.com or call us at 818-209-7533. We're based in Southern California, but we can reach out to you no matter where you are in the world. If you're not in our area, Naftali can offer private sessions via telephone or online. Naftali will help you with your relationship coaching at almost any step. If you're looking to be in a relationship, in one now, or thinking about getting out of one, don't be hasty. Call Naftali today to get results in a different way. Visit CenterForSelfImprovementInc.com or call 818-209-7533. Again, that's CenterForSelfImprovementInc.com or 818-209-7533. You are listening to It's Time to Go Back to Basics with Naftali Schwartz. To reach the show today, please call in to 1-866-472-5788. That's 1-866-472-5788. Now, back to this week's program.
Okay, and we are back, everyone, with my guests, Chuck and Charles. Again, they have written this amazing book. It's called Getting What You Want and Being Liked for It. So now, Charles, I think this is a good time to tell our listeners how they can find you, what you have to offer them, all the good stuff.
Yeah, no, be happy to. We have a website, just kind of a very basic website. It's www.wefixrelationships.com. That's wefixrelationships.com. But probably the best way, so you can see a little bit about what we do, but I think the best way is just to give us a call. Pick up the phone and give us a call. The number is 213 213-280-0718. It's 213-280-0718. We offer a free, you know, half an hour kind of consultation. Like, tell me what your problem is. Why do you think you have a relationship problem? And then we assess whether we can help you or not. And most times we can. So that way you get a little freebie up front. And then the other way is just email us. If you're kind of a little shy, just go to chuck@wefixrelationships.com or charles@wefixrelationships.com. And the subject line, just put more information, more info, and we'll get back to you. That way, if you're a little shy, we'll get back to you at your own pace. But that's the best way. Go to our website, take a look around, wefixrelationships.com, or give us a call at 213-280-0718, or send us an email at chuck@wefixrelationships.com, or charles@wefixrelationships.com.
Okay, very good. And also, Charles, I understand now, for the locally, where we are in L.A., you conduct seminars, correct? You do one-on-one. How do you go about that?
Yeah, our service offerings, and that's where our prime, we have programs as little as $20 all the way up to several thousand dollars, but that would be like we guarantee to save your marriage. There are certain things we look for up front to make sure it's savable, but for a fraction of what the average divorce costs, which is $15,000 to $20,000, for just a fraction of that, if you really don't want to avoid spending all that, you know, triple the amount of money or whatever it is, and the shame that goes with it, we have available that. Our coaching is primarily one-on-one on the phone. We are in Southern California. It could be in person, but it's really unnecessary. I mean, unless you just want to be with us, that's fine. But on the phone, all you need is the words. The words drive the process. And our primary one is, I would recommend that we have called six packs. There's a six pack for group on the phone, a six pack individual, and there's a six pack VIP, where it includes, like, you can call us back, 2-hour callbacks. If you get stuck and your wife says, well, you're an ugly guy or whatever, or your husband says something, you call us right away so you don't have to wait for the next business day. We actually focus on teaching you the Lewis approach while working on your specific problem. Like, sometimes a coach will go through a classroom setting that has nothing to do with your problem and say, oh, I got to go home tonight. My wife's going to start nagging me. I can't wait 6 weeks to learn your theory. I need to know what to say now. And that's what we focus on now.
Charles. I want to say one thing, Charles. In other words, so what I hear from you, you custom made, you tailor it to your client.
Precisely, that's right. We use our system with your situation, and so I would really recommend somebody going through one of our 6-week packages. Really, that's the best way. We do have, you know, like a one consultations, like it's like $50 or something, one shot deal. But there's too much to know, and there's too many situations to do just one. You really have to go. I would really recommend six, because, you know, it might be that time where you don't do that coaching, and all of a sudden your wife says, I'm done with you, or your husband says, I'm done with you. It might be too late. We've actually saved some marriages where it got to that point. But why let it go that way? It's just more work to climb out. Just be proactive, not reactive or inactive, and give us a call. You know, again, it's 213-280-0718. Or chuck@wefixrelationships.com or charles@wefixrelationships.com, and we can get you hooked up for a one-on-one consultation on the phone. And we can also do little group seminars. If you want to have them overcome at your bowling club or your knitting club, whatever it is you have, we make appearances in the greater Southern California area to go through topics relating to relationships, whether it's marriage or how to stop a physical abuse or sexual abuse or bullying, anything involved relationships, the Lewis approach works.
Right, and you know, Charles, what's nice about the internet using technology today, because of technology today, you can actually help people all over the world.
We could, that's right.
Think about it.
Yeah.
They don't have to live here in our physical location. In other words, they don't have to come flying to your office. You could do it over, how do you do it, Skype, telephone?
Yeah, we have Skype capabilities for those that have that, and we also have telephone. And we also have something called Talk Fusion that's kind of a higher quality Skype, but you need to sign up for that. That's not something we do, but it's available. It's very, very high quality. But yeah, we did a radio show several years ago in this country of Ireland, in Europe.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah,
wow.
we've been global for quite some time now. It's just that we've kind of kept our practice private until now. And we said, you know, it's time to share this with the world, and that's why we're really grateful to be on your show, Naftali.
Oh, I'm telling you, it's my pleasure, because I resonate with you from the minute that I met the both of you. And I really feel that we are definitely both on the same page. We have the same mission here, which we're saying the message is very simple. We want to give people hope just because everybody's jumping on the bandwagon and saying, well, I'll just get divorced because everybody around me is getting divorced. I guess that's the thing to do. I say to people, you know, Chuck and Charles, that we have a responsibility. People have a responsibility. You can't just say, well, okay, so I got married, I have a wife, I have children. And that is about talking about the men. And so I just see another woman which I find attractive, and I'm just getting tired of my wife. So I'll just forget my responsibilities and get divorced, and who cares about the consequences? And vice versa. Women today apparently feel they can do the same thing. They get tired of the husband. Okay, I'll just leave the situation here. And too bad about if my children will be devastated and my husband will be broken, have a broken heart. You see where I'm coming from.
And that's all unnecessary with the Lewis approach. Okay. Completely unnecessary. There's no excuse. If you're in that spot, give us a call. That will go away. Guarantee it. Yeah.
And by the way, I like the way you say guarantee, because that indicates to me that obviously you have a lot of confidence in your work and the system that you have here.
Yeah, this is a science. It's really the closest to a applied science as possible. It's a social science, but it's as close to the applied science as possible, because you're dealing with chemistry in the person's brain that does certain things, like adrenaline, endorphin, serotonin, melatonin. We deal with all those chemicals just with words. Each word connects to certain chemicals in your body. And so you, when you do these things, it's going to get the results that you want, because you're hitting the right hormones in the other person and in yourself.
Mm-hmm. So like you say, in other words, Chuck, what you're saying, again, people will benefit from all the years, all the research you have done. Now people can really benefit from the as a result of that. So you know that we have about a minute before we have to say bye bye. So in closing, I really want to thank both you, Chuck and Charles. Really, it's been a pleasure having both of you. I would like to have you come back again and again, because I think it would be very nice, because I'm sure our listeners appreciate what you have to say, because obviously this is what we're all about. And on that note, thank you again. And I want to tell our listeners, please, as I always say, digest what we're saying here. Think about what we said. There's a lot of stuff we talked about, a lot of material that you can think about, and take the action. Start taking action to get your lives back on track and improve your relationship. So on that note, thank you for being on my show. And we'll see you next time on It's Time to Go Back to Basics.
Okay, thank you. God bless everybody.
Thank you so much for listening to our program. Please join host Naftali Schwartz for another edition of It's Time to Go Back to Basics. We'll be here Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, 10 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Variety Channel. Have a very good week.